Track 15, Mace the Boxing Ace. Margaret Brecknell shares the extraordinary rags-to-riches story of Norfolk's legendary boxing champion, Jem Mace.
Great boxing champions of any era seem a breed apart, but imagine what it must have taken to be a famous prize fighter back in the days before the sport was properly regulated, and it was still the norm to fight without the protection of boxing gloves. Norfolk-born Jem Mace, who is today acclaimed as the father of modern boxing, was such a figure. Born in Beeston on April the 8th, 1831, Jem Mace would, from a young age, frequent the boxing booths at local fairs, but initially he showed more promise as a musician and made a living by playing the violin. In his later years, Mace loved to tell the story of how, aged 18, an encounter outside a Great Yarmouth pub changed the course of his life forever. Three drunks picked a fight with Mace and smashed his violin, and such was his anger at this outrage that he successfully took on all three of them and won. After this, he recalled, I took to the gloves and the knuckles. Mace became a popular exhibition fighter at fairs and race meetings across East Anglia. His first documented professional fight was in 1855, when he defeated one Slasher Slack at Mildenhall. Not long afterwards, Mace moved to London, when he became the protege of the legendary boxer and trainer Nat Langham. Under Langham's tutelage and guidance, Mace began to take on the leading fighters of the day. In 1861, he challenged Sam Hurst for the heavyweight championship of England and won, despite his opponent being much the bigger and heavier man. The first defence of his title came early the following year against Tom King on a bitterly cold January day. In the open air, the pair went head to head in a bare-knuckle fight which lasted for 43 rounds. Mace was feeling under the weather before the fight even started, compelling him to fortify himself with a copious amount of brandy, and by the end was virtually blinded in both eyes, but he came out the victor. Prize fighting was then still illegal in Britain. The contests were arranged in great secrecy and usually held in remote spots far away from towns and cities to avoid attracting the attention of the police and local magistrates. Even those who bought tickets to watch the bout wouldn't know in advance where the contest was to be held. These precautions did not, however, prevent Mace from falling foul of the law on more than one occasion. In October 1867, Mace was set to take on Giant O'Baldwin in a championship bout which was set to take place somewhere along the route of the London Chatham and Dover Railway. As those who had bought tickets assembled at Ludgate Hill Station at 4 a.m, they were unaware that the police had already arrested Mace some hours earlier in a midnight raid on his secret hideout in Herne Hill. Mace appeared before the magistrate the following morning, charged with an attempt to commit a breach of the peace by engaging in a prize fight. He was bound over to keep the peace and warned not to fight again. Mace subsequently travelled to America, and in 1870, in probably the most famous victory of his career, defeated the champion of America, Tom Allen. The Norfolk man was hailed as the first heavyweight champion of the world and reaped great financial rewards. On one visit to California, he was presented with a brick made of 13 pounds of solid silver. However, he was also the subject of at least one assassination attempt while in the U.S., and eventually he returned home. Mace's success against the best heavyweight fighters of his generation is quite remarkable, bearing in mind that in stature he was built more like a small middleweight. He relied on accurate punching, lightning-fast footwork, and clever tactics. He's widely credited with being the first to apply science to the art of boxing, As the biggest star of his era, he also had a key role to play in the implementation of some important changes in the sport. He was an early advocate of the use of boxing gloves and is also credited with helping to establish the Queensbury rules on which modern boxing is based. At the height of his celebrity, Mace is said to have amassed a great fortune, but sadly, he was a compulsive gambler and ended up losing the lot. Towards the end of his life, Mace was so impoverished that a charitable fund was established to try and provide him with financial assistance. On November the 30th, 1910, Jem Mace died, aged 79, penniless and far from home in Jarrow, County Durham, where he is said to have been busking in the streets to earn money. He was buried in an unmarked pauper's grave in Anfield Cemetery in Liverpool. This seems an unfitting end to such a remarkable life, but it's doubtful whether the man himself would have agreed with this sentiment. He's reported to have once remarked that he had enjoyed spending all of his fortune and would do it again if he had the opportunity. Today, Jem Mace's significant contribution to boxing's development is widely recognised, and in 2002 a headstone was finally placed on his grave in recognition of his place in sporting history.